WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Nightly Calm. It's your boy, Jake Carter, here with another episode packed tighter than a suitcase on a red-eye flight. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jake, it's 7 p.m. I just want to chill. Hear me out, because this isn't about adding more to your plate. Tonight's episode is about taking control of something that already controls you, your sleep. Ever feel like you're playing a game of whack-a-mole with your bedtime routine? One night you're tossing and turning, the next you wake up feeling like a superhero, until 2 p.m. hits and the afternoon slump kicks in. Well, friends, I've got something that can help us get back in control. It's called a sleep diary. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, diary? Seriously? Stick with me for a second. This isn't your childhood journal filled with puppy dog poems and angsty teenage angst. This is your secret weapon to unlocking better sleep, and trust me, it's more powerful than a double shot of espresso at midnight. First things first, understanding the why. We all know sleep is vital, but do you really understand how it impacts everything from your mood to your productivity? It's like the ultimate reset button, giving your body and mind a chance to recharge and perform at their best. Think of a sleep diary as your personal sleep detective, helping you uncover patterns and habits that might be sabotaging your zzzs. Second, it's about awareness. We often go through our days on autopilot, barely noticing the little things that can affect our sleep. A caffeine rush before bed? A late-night scroll session on social media? Those seemingly harmless actions can throw a wrench into your whole sleep cycle. Keeping a sleep diary helps you track these triggers and identify the culprits behind those restless nights. Third, it's about customization. We're all different, with unique sleep needs and habits. What works for one person might be a recipe for disaster for another. A sleep diary allows you to experiment with different routines, bedtime rituals, and even the types of foods you consume before bed. You'll start to notice what makes your sleep sing and what leaves you tossing and turning. Fourth, it's about empowerment. Knowledge is power, right? By tracking your sleep patterns, you gain a deeper understanding of your body's needs. This awareness empowers you to make informed decisions about your bedtime routine and lifestyle choices. You become the captain of your own sleep ship, steering towards a smoother, more restful journey. And finally, it's about consistency. This isn't a one-time thing. Think of it as building a healthy habit. Just like brushing your teeth or showering, keeping a sleep diary becomes part of your daily routine, helping you build awareness and make sustainable changes for better sleep. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been struggling with insomnia for months. She feels exhausted during the day, frustrated at night, and just plain over it. Then she decides to give the sleep diary a shot. She starts tracking her bedtime, wake-up time, how many hours of sleep she gets, and even what she eats before bed. After a few weeks, she notices a pattern. Late-night snacking seems to be messing with her sleep. Armed with this knowledge, Sarah makes some changes, saying no to those tempting midnight cravings and sticking to a regular bedtime routine. Lo and behold, her sleep improves dramatically. She's feeling more rested, energized, and ready to conquer the day. See? It's not magic, it's awareness, self-reflection, and a little bit of detective work. The power is in your hands to unlock better sleep, one diary entry at a time. So, folks, are you ready to take control of your slumber? Remember the key takeaways. A sleep diary isn't just about tracking numbers. It's about understanding yourself and your sleep needs. It's about recognizing patterns, making adjustments, and celebrating those victories, even if it's just getting an extra 30 minutes of shut-eye. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Nightly Calm, where we'll explore more tools and techniques to help you create a nighttime routine that's as soothing as a warm bath on a cold night. Until then, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.